Heat index values could climb as high as 107 degrees across Ohio. The National Weather Service has issued an extreme heat warning from noon today until 8 p.m. Thursday. Officials urge residents to stay hydrated, avoid prolonged time outdoors, and check on those most vulnerable to the heat. Cooling centers open in Alliance during normal hours at Rodman Public Library on East Broadway Street, the Salvation Army on West Main Street from 9 to 3, and the Alliance Commons on South Linden Avenue from 9 to 5. SARTA offering free rides to the cooling sites through the Cornerstone Transit Center. Preliminary findings point to carbon monoxide poisoning in the deaths of two people found inside a vehicle in North Canton Sunday morning. Police say officers responded shortly before 11 to a report of a suspicious car with its engine running at Eastwoods Park. A 22-year-old woman and 24-year-old man were pronounced dead at the scene. Their names have not been released. The Starr County coroner continued to investigate. Investigators say there were no signs of foul play. Starr County grand jury now has the case against a man accused in a violent assault in Canton. The case of 20-year-old John Range was bound over Thursday following a status conference in municipal court. He remains held on a $1 million bond. Range faces charges including attempted murder and felonious assault. He's accused of knocking down and beating a 63-year-old man at Walnut Avenue, 9th Street Northeast, June 20th. The victim was critically injured. Alliance set to celebrate America's 250th 4th of July with music, food, and fireworks downtown. The event at Miller Pavilion begins at 4 with the John Hampu Band, food trucks, and activities from the Alliance Parks and Recreation Department. A free living history concert recreating the Alliance City Band will also be featured with fireworks to close out the celebration. Warner Pacific University has named Malone University Provost Dr. Christina Schneiders as its president effective August 1st. She's served 19 years in leadership roles at Malone. Her husband, Refuge of Hope Ministries CEO Scott Schneiders, is stepping down from that organization as the family relocates to Portland, Oregon. The board has named Ed Lombacher interim CEO. Schneiders will stay on as an advisor for 1 year. He's led Refuge of Hope since 2024. Agent Aiden Hutton Mann expected to face multiple charges after a police chase ended with a crash. The pursuit began Monday after an officer tried to stop the 26-year-old for speeding. Investigators say he struck a police cruiser, crashed into trees, ran to his home, and then returned with his father and surrendered. Charges are expected to include fleeing and eluding, assault, and speeding. The denial of an annexation involving the city of Salem will stand after the Ohio Supreme Court declined to hear the case. The city sought to overturn lower court rulings that backed Columbiana County commissioners who found property on Beechwood Road in Perry Township was not contiguous to the city and cannot be annexed for water and sewer service. With the high court declining jurisdiction, the lower court decision remains in effect. A man wanted on a felony warrant is in custody in Wellsville. The Columbiana County Drug Task Force says Van Lamar Evans allegedly tried to flee and fought with agents before being arrested. Investigators say Evans threw a package containing about 72 grams of suspected fentanyl from his vehicle just before the stop. Agents also seized more than $2,200 in cash. A proposed settlement is moving forward in the federal hazing case involving Ursuline High School. New court filings show the Catholic Diocese of Youngstown and the high school are now included in settlement negotiations, while Mahoning County Probate Court handles approval and distribution of any settlement funds. Lawsuit stems from alleged hazing during a 2025 football team trip and related Title IX claims. Federal case remains on hold with a status conference scheduled for July 20th. Youngstown police investigating a shooting that left a woman injured early Sunday. Officers say a woman pulled up to a patrol car on South Avenue around 5, covered in blood, and reporting she'd been shot in the face. She was taken to a hospital. Investigators say the woman and a man in another vehicle were shot at after leaving a downtown area event. No suspect information has been released. The Ohio Division of Financial Institutions has issued a consumer alert to Ohioans who have used cryptocurrency ATM kiosks operated by Bitcoin Depot. Consumers could be eligible to seek compensation for outstanding funds. Bitcoin Depot Operating LLC filed for bankruptcy in May and shut down its network of ATMs. The company operated in 33 states, including Ohio. Bitcoin Depot processed over 10,000 individual transactions in the state across at least 50 machines in the past year. Any Ohioan believes they might have been impacted is encouraged to file a claim. Consumers urged to gather receipts, transaction records, and supporting documentation before filing a claim. We have the following funeral announcement. Private service will be held at a later date for 81-year-old Karen Haydet Abney of Alliance. Arrangements by Cher Sterling Skivalaki.